Please be seated. My voice is a little husky this morning. I spent last week in Chicago with my cousin who has a cat. I love cats. However, the cat liked to sleep where I slept, and I'm slightly allergic, so I'm coughing up my own version of a furball, I think. All creatures, however, of our God and King, give thanks and praise. What a wonderful beginning hymn. Thank you very much, choir and David. The person that wrote that is a good inspiration of mine, St. Francis of Assisi. So way to go, team. Beautiful song for that. And as we're speaking of nature, I want to direct your attention to a deciduous, let me think if I can get this right, not a rhododendron, an azalea, a deciduous azalea, outside the door in absolute fiery color. If you ever wanted to know what Moses saw in a burning bush, there's an example. So our hearts should sing with the wonder and the glory of God. God is amongst us and loves us. Our hearts should sing. Our readings today, the first one is, back to middle school, where who's in and who's out. And it's from Acts, and actually if you read chapter 10 and then you read chapter 11, it's almost the same thing. Peter is talking about this vision that he had. And the vision in chapter 10 is directed towards the people of Jewish faith. And the vision in chapter, the same vision, in chapter 11 is directed towards people who are Gentiles. It's the same vision. And what the vision is that, guys are sitting around saying, we're in because we are, and those must not be in because they aren't. Sounds like sixth grade, right? We're always doing that in the human family. Who's in and who's out? We just get, a thrill about who's in and who's out. And Peter has this vision. So from heaven comes this big blanket. And within the blanket are all these creatures. Now, some of them are furry, and some of them crawl, and some of them fly, but they're all these creatures come down from heaven. And in the middle of this, a voice says to Peter, "Go and eat one of the creatures." And Peter says, I don't like this part of the vision typically, but Peter says, No, I'm not going to eat that. I don't eat profane things. Oops. Peter, this is my creation. There is nothing profane, unclean in my creation. And once again, Peter doesn't get stuff the first time. He's getting better, actually, as we go along, but he's still quite not. So the blanket comes down once more. Peter, look, have something to eat. I spent my whole life not eating some of this stuff. I probably shouldn't do it now, do you? What do you think? Peter, this is my creation. There is nothing that is profane. It is my creation. Don't make things profane. They are sacred. Okay, I get it. The message is not about eating animals. The message is that all of creation is a reflection of God amongst us, that we are a part of that creation. And that we should give joy and praise and thanksgiving for the wonders of creation. All of it. It's not our job to figure out who's in and who's out and what's this and what's that. Our job is to say thank you. That's pretty simple. God, thank you for the beautiful deciduous azalea. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful plant. Go meditate on that plant. to see the wonder and the beauty and the magnificence of God's creation. It's all around us. We just need to open our eyes. Open our eyes. So Peter gets it. There isn't an issue anymore between who's in and who's out. We're all in. Okay? Let me say that again. We're all in. No buts. Yeah, we're all in, but, comma. What about those folks? Yeah, they're in too. Well, what about those folks? Here comes the blanket again. All right, we're going to show you this one more time. See, here's all of creation. Look at it. It's just come down, and there it is. Do you see everybody there? Yeah. We're all in. You hear me? We're all in. Not by our design, by God's design. So it's not, as Peter said, who am I to hinder God? Right? So let's get kind of the perspective on this. Not our creation, God's creation. And we're all in. All right? That's Acts. Now we're going to go to Revelations. Sometimes you might want to walk around parts of downtown Victoria to kind of get a little more inspiration, I think, to interpret Revelations. I'm kidding. Revelations is a magnificent book. It's about hope. Chapter 21 has so much in it that we could be here for 3 or 4 weeks. But I'll just hit some of the high spots. Once again, from heaven comes the new Jerusalem. It is a place where there are no tears and no sorrow. It is a place where there is no division. It is a place where all of us are together in the heart of God. All of us. That's the new Jerusalem. There are biblical commentators that talk about what it means to be in the old Jerusalem. That would be kind of like now-ish, kind of. And the new Jerusalem. You see, in this chapter, a couple of things happen. God speaks directly when God says, I will make everything new. And what that means, brothers and sisters, on the human realm, caught up in the glue of time and space, that God, here's a little mystical nugget for you, God isn't caught up in time and space. So that those things which we rule our lives by don't apply to God. And so God looks at God's creation and says, I will make this new. Because to be honest, this creation, we haven't done such a good job of giving God praise and thanks for. We're a little tattered. Human-wise, we're tattered. We don't treat each other as brothers and sisters. We kind of chop down more trees. I'm not speaking about the memorial garden. We do not take care of the earth. Did you see that a guy dove down in the Marianas Trench, like 5 miles under, 10 miles underneath the surface of the ocean, and found a plastic bag? We do not take care of the earth. God looks at all of this, and God says, I am going to make a new Jerusalem. There will be a day when all my children are gathered. All of my children are gathered together. And we will not know tears. We will only know joy. There will be a day. Think of that. And how is all of this going to happen? Now we're at our gospel. I'm just skipping a rock over these things. I just want you to know. Jesus says, well, there's kind of this philosophical thing of who's being glorified. When God is glorified, then he's glorified, and then we're glorified, and then they're through glorified, and when we're finished glorified, then you could be glorified. Okay? Here's the big point. God loves you. And God asks you to love one another. Let me say it again. God loves you and asks you to love one another. Let's think about this. How is God renewing the face of the earth? Through love. Through love. What are we taught time and time again in our lives, either through our sacred stories or through the experiences that we have, is that love lasts. It is the thing that makes our hearts sing. It is what moves us towards compassion and mercy and forgiveness, and joy, and peace, and kindness. It is what transforms the face of the earth. We would not approach our deciduous azalea. Why can't I remember that? Our deciduous azalea, casually, if we know that it is a sign of God's love. We could not see our brother and sister wherever they are as signs of love. We couldn't be casual and not be concerned and compassionate. If you and I are willing to give God praise and thanks, if you and I are willing to give back to God love by loving our brothers and sisters, by loving God's creation, the face of the earth will be renewed. Now let's just think. If the whole world could feel what you and I feel right now. We're loved. We're at peace. We have a sense of belonging. We have a sense of God being with us. In the deciduous azalea also. Let us be this out there, my brothers and sisters, all creatures of our God and King, give God praise and thanks. Let us, you and I, be thankful to God. Let our hearts sing, be full of love for the beauty and the wonder and the presence of God is within us and all of creation. The New Jerusalem is here.